Last month, a triple murder, termed execution style by the FBI, shocked the small town of Hogback, New Mexico, in the northern reaches of the Navajo Nation. Authorities don't know the exact motive, but methamphetamine was at the heart of it. The drug has devastated rural communities and moved into urban areas. Now meth is spreading across the country's Indian reservations. As Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker reports, Navajos hope this most recent tragedy will serve as a wake-up call.
While an execution-style murder might end up in the back pages of the local paper in New York or Los Angeles, it's huge news on the Navajo Nation. Sitting in her pickup in Hogback to keep warm from the chilly morning air, Anita Hayes says there hasn't been a murder here in 15 years.
Something like this just doesn't happen around here in this quiet community that we live in. A lot of people were very stunned about it, were afraid.
Navajo criminal investigator Dale West slams the door of his SUV and approaches the crime site on a dirt road just off the main highway. He found the victim's car here riddled with bullet holes. One was shot 14 times. Another was slumped in the passenger seat, still holding a meth pipe.
It was an ambush in nature. Victims totally were not prepared or expecting this attack.
West says one of the victims and at least one of the suspects were meth dealers. All that's here now, though, are three small vases of flowers and a reservation-wide resolve that something needs to be done about meth.
Because that is just an ugly, ugly seed in our community right now, and it's just permeating everything.
Leanne Jones taught two of the victims at Rocinante High School in the nearby off-reservation town of Farmington. On the reservation, a recent survey shows 15% of high school kids use meth. That compares to about 6% nationally. Police say as much as 90% of violent crime there is now linked to the drug. So tribal health professionals have taken to the local airwaves with this Navajo language announcement to educate families about the dangers of meth.
Navajo Department of Behavioral Health Service, DOEA, Meth Task Force,
Lynette Willey with the Navajo Behavioral Health Department says the campaign is slowly having an impact, especially on parents who knew little about the drug. At the same time, she admits meth is becoming more prevalent at schools.
We find crystal methamphetamine that's being used right at the school. Kids get it into the stairways or close to the buildings, just behind the bushes.
There are lots of theories as to why meth use has exploded here in the past 5 years. Police point out the drug wasn't even illegal until February. Until then, only the FBI could make meth arrests. Tribal police left small-time dealers and users alone. The drug is cheap, easy to get, and easy to make. Willie says in a place where unemployment is 60%, it's hard to convince dealers to stop.
And they were coming back and you were getting them to that line where they saw all the reasons of why they should stop. But they says, I just can't. We'll have no income for our family. And how do you give hope to that individual to say this is something, you know, to save your life? And they says, what am I going to be left with?
For Mickey Preston, she was left with a healthy daughter. The former addict quit cold turkey after becoming pregnant 6 years ago.
For me, it was easy because I had my reason was my daughter, my baby, my unborn child.
Preston lives with her mom and daughter in a cluttered apartment in Chinle in the middle of the vast reservation. She's escaped meth, but her friends here and her daughter's father still use it. And she worries that someday her daughter might join them.
I put those in her genes. I put addiction in her. And I'm scared. I'm really scared. Because it happened for me. I ended up that way.
Preston believes the tribe needs more treatment centers, more jail space to deal with the meth epidemic. But in the long run, health officials say their best weapon is parents like Preston, parents who grasp the drug's dangers and teach their kids about it. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker.